Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be our moderator and host for today's call. I was a little worried I wasn't going to make it. We actually had our Back to Basic boot camp last night in Chicago, and I drove last night and early this morning to get home in time, and there was amazing traffic. I don't know why everybody's out driving on a Saturday morning, but they were. So I just walked in the door about 3 minutes ago, so excuse me if I'm just a tad bit discombobulated. We had a fabulous event last night. I'll talk a little bit about that in just a second. What I'd like to do is just remind everybody about the global conference coming up. I think everybody knows that it's in Vegas, and it's July 22nd through the 25th. The piece that I want to remind everybody about is that we're going to be doing a number of team things. On Monday night, we're having a pool party, and on Tuesday night, I have rented a suite for us all to gather in and have some food and some fun and relax and just be together as a team. And so I just want to remind everybody that on the Team Glacken Facebook page, I will be announcing all those things. And so please keep an eye out for that. Make sure that you're on the Team Glacken Facebook page. My suite number won't be given to me until I actually check in at the hotel. And so we're not going to know where the event is Tuesday night until sort of the last minute. And so you want to make sure that you're there. We want to make sure that you are able to come and invite your team members. And we want as many people there as possible. The suite's supposedly beautiful. It's a 2,000 square foot suite, so it should be a lot of fun to hang out in there and spend some time together. And just want to make sure that you know that the Team Glacken Facebook page is how we're going to announce that. So just make sure that you're on that. And of course, you want to be at the global conference. I had some people asking me last night at the boot camp about whether or not tickets were still for sale. They absolutely are. You want to make sure that you get as many of your folks there as possible. Roger has hinted and given a couple of different comments that he's going to be giving something out at this global conference that you won't be able to get anywhere else. My suspicion is that it's a new product that they're testing and trialing, and so if you want to have access to that, you have to be at the global conference. And you know something, I think about all of the years that I worked in corporate America, and there was always a continuing education that I had to attend or go to. There were always industry trade shows and things like that you were expected to be at. And, you know, our global conference, our Shackley Global Conference, is that one event every single year that we should not miss, and I would really encourage us not to miss. But we have to set that up within our team. We have to make sure that all of us are talking about it to our team members and really encouraging them that this is something that you have to be at. And you have to be there for your own growth and knowledge and experience, because you're going to learn about the new products. You get to hear about our State of the Union. Roger has gotten very, very clear on communicating the message of what we're doing in this business and where we're going and what our goals are and the big picture vision. On the last couple of master calls, we've been having one a week for the past few weeks. On every single call, he's been clearly beating that drum about the direction we're going in, and I don't feel any thunder, so we'll let him share all of that with you guys. But you know something, it is so exciting to be partnered with somebody like Roger. It's so exciting to be a part of Shackley and to be a part of what this company is doing and where we're going. And so you want to be at the global conference if there's any way possible for you to be there at all. Now, enough said about that. I think we all know that. And I just want to make sure that you're talking about it with your team and getting as many folks signed up as possible now as we roll into the last few weeks before conference. This past week, Shackley did a business leader call. And we've been having master calls consistently. And so I'm going to share some details and what came out on a business leader call and what came out on the master call. But I just want to remind us of a couple of things. You know, we had a major website launch in January, and I know everybody's aware of that. But I don't think that we're aware of all of the different tweaks and things that have been improving since that point. And so, you know, you can just about every concern people had has been addressed. The autoship announcements are coming out now. You get 7 days ahead of time. You'll be seeing your customers and whose autoships are coming up so that you can contact them, reach out to them. You'll know what's getting ready to happen. The only thing that hasn't been finished yet is the customer packing slips with pricing on it. And so the thing that Shackley is working on reconfiguring in the back office is that we have to have the ability to send out a guest receipt, which means that we need to be able to have a receipt that doesn't have pricing on it. Because otherwise, if you buy a product, if you order a product for a customer and you pay your pricing, that's what would go in the packing list, and we don't want that for our customers. We want to make sure that if we are buying it at our price, that our customers don't see that and that the billing they get comes directly from us. So Shackley's in the process of reconfiguring that, fixing that. But I just wanted to acknowledge that because there's been so much work that's been done in the back office, and really all of the concerns that we as a field have presented to Shackley, I believe, have been addressed. If there's something that you think hasn't been addressed, please let me know, let Shackley know. And my encouragement, though, is to not do it online. I think sometimes we think that 100 days to amazing and the Shackley with the home office. And I just want to remind everybody in our organization, in my organization, that, you know, those are places that a lot of our customers go to learn about Shackley. And we've got a lot of customers and people who are prospects looking at Shackley in those groups. And there are times when I look at some of the posts that people are making, and they're very negative. We are not negative as a field, and so I want to make sure that we remember that as a field, we're very positive, and we want to present that to the public. So if you have a challenge, if you think, gosh, there's still something on the website that isn't working the way you want it to work or that you can't figure out how to make it work, let's do that in private, so to speak. So contact your upline, your business partner. Let them contact Shackley for you, or if you've been directly communicating with some of the folks in the IT department, you can communicate with them and continue communicating that way. But let's not do that in a public forum. I'm going to bring that up again in a few minutes because there's a couple places where that's happening, and I just want to make sure that as a team, we're not contributing to that problem. Now, a couple other things. You know, the protein, when the new protein was launched last year, there were some people who were concerned about the strong stevia taste. Some people loved it. Some people didn't like it. I actually had no issue with it. I drink the shakes every day, love them. And I think, you know, Shackley really worked very diligently to come up with a sugar, an all-natural sugar substitute for the stevia, and they did that with the peach life shake. So if you had a chance to try the peach and you absolutely loved that sugar source and how that tasted, make sure that you also communicate that. You can communicate those types of things, those positive things, on a public forum. But the key here is not to say, hey, I hated the old shake and I love the new shake, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that there was a problem from a taste perspective for some folks from the old shake. So just being mindful when we're posting things online that we are not putting something out there that's negative. But that sugar source, if you really love the peach, you can definitely communicate that to your upline as well. We want to make sure that as many of those notices go into Heather in the field is really speaking loudly if they really liked that sugar source. So I'm really excited that there's a flavor that people are excited about. I loved the peach, but as I said, I loved the original that came out last year with the stevia in it. That didn't bother me. Something that's coming down the pike, Shackley has figured out a way to address the Amazon issue, and so I just want to make sure that everybody's excited about that is coming. And so Shackley has free shipping options that will be announced at our global conference. And once again, I'm not going to steal any thunder here from Shackley and let them announce that, but I just want people to know that that's coming. So for those of you who've had a struggle, you've had some maybe customers buying from Amazon and being frustrated, you want to make sure that you know that there is that issue has been addressed. And Shackley's also addressing simplicity. Some people thought that there were some pieces that were complex, especially one thing that I think was very complex for a lot of folks was the preferred member, that some people could be a preferred member, some people couldn't be a preferred member just based on when people had enrolled in Shackley, and that's also being addressed, and you'll hear all of those details at our global conference. So I'm super excited about all of these things that are being announced, and it sounds like, you know, Shackley has really listened to some of the concerns the field has. And as a leader for our team, I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of that. If you didn't get on the business leader call, if you hadn't heard some of these things, this may be a duplicate for you. You might be going, yeah, Jennifer, get to something important here. But I just want to make sure that we all know and that we're also communicating this within our organizations. Not everybody is on all of these calls. I know that's a shock to some of you, but, you know, so we've got thousands and thousands of people in the organization, and we don't have all of those people on the calls every single week, and they're not listening to the recordings. And so it's our job as leaders of our teams to communicate this information. And I just want to also give a plug for communication. You know, a lot of times communication solves most problems, and it really is critical that we are talking to our customers. I had somebody that I was talking to this weekend when I was out in Chicago. I was doing some appointments with folks, and I had somebody say to me that they felt that their volume had dropped a little bit when the new website launched. And I said, well, I said, that might have happened if you had some customers who went to the website and didn't know how to log on or saw something different and got confused and maybe said, well, I'll just wait to place an order. So please make sure that you are on top of communicating with your customers, talking to them about the website update, making sure that they've gone to the website and that they've logged in and that they know how the new website works, that they know how to set up an auto ship, that they know how to place an order. It's a great opportunity to call your customers and reach out and just give them another touch. Call your distributors. Make sure that everybody is aware of what happened. The people in our organization that had no volume drops at all with the website changeover were the people who communicated to everybody in their organization. The people who saw a slight dip in their volume were the people who didn't communicate to everybody. And I have people say to me all the time, well, gosh, I sent out an email. Great, that's one way of communicating, but still to this day, the open rate on emails is about 12 to 22%, and 22% is on the high end. So if you think about it, if you have 100 customers and it's a 22% open rate, and once again, that's on the high end, out of 100 emails you send, only 22 people opened that email. So the other 80 or 78 did not get that email. And you're saying, well, I sent it. Well, sure, you sent it. But if people didn't read it, they didn't get the information. So I can't share that enough. Really, really important to communicate and to communicate clearly. And so make sure that you touch base with all of your customers. Okay, one last thing, and then we'll jump into the topic for today. At our event at the Back to Basics Boot Camp last night, we had a whole segment. We had about an hour-long segment on social media. I know a lot of folks, you know, are not on social media still, and I just want to encourage all of us to embrace change. The way people are communicating today is very different than the way they communicated 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Social media is a huge part of people's day in and day out life these days. If you're not on social media, you may be missing some business opportunities. And not just, gosh, that you're going to sell a lot of product or that you're going to find your business partners. But one of the things that happens on social media really is that people find you, they get to know you. When people meet you, and this is something I do all the time, I meet somebody at a networking event. I then go and look them up on social media. Yes, I go to LinkedIn, I go to Facebook, I go to Instagram, I go to a lot of different sources, but you get a feel for somebody when you go to those places. And it's a feel for whether or not I would like to do business with them or whether I want to continue that networking relationship. And so we want to make sure we have a presence. So Kristen Cunningham at the Home Office is the Director of Social Selling for Shackley, and she very specifically recorded a webinar for our team. We showed it last night. It was a 35-minute webinar on social media. She really honed in on and focused in more on Instagram than Facebook or LinkedIn for that matter. But the principles are very similar across all platforms. And so I'm going to be posting this link on the Team Glacken Facebook page. And everybody on the team, I just encourage you, even if you were at the boot camp last night, go back and rewatch this. It gives you a chance to stop it at different points, to relook at it, listen to it, really digest the information. Because once again, if you're not on social media, you're doing yourself a disservice. And it's not just, as I said, it's not just because you're going to sell lots of product, because really that's not what it's about. It really is about having a presence in the environment that most people are going to these days to check people out. If I go out on social media and I can't find anybody, like let's say I meet somebody at a networking event and I go to social media and I type their name in and I can't find them anywhere, it makes me suspicious about them. Now, you might be thinking, well, gosh, Jennifer, why? And I'm not even sure that I've really thought through why. I just know that so many people are on social media, and that's really where I do a lot of digging and sort of, you know, investigating of whether or not I want to partner with somebody. And especially from my networking group, all of you know that I'm in that Business Networkers International, the BNI group, and we're always adding people to our team in that group. There's over 56 members in our group currently, which is a very large group. But getting to know somebody, it takes a while to get to know somebody. And so when you go on social media, you can get a feel for somebody. It just gives you a chance to get to know somebody a little bit better, at least a little bit, you think. Okay, so moving on. What I wanted to talk about today was our thinking. And we had a little bit of an opportunity to talk about that at our boot camp last night. And you know, our thinking is so important, and yet it's not something that we really slot in on a daily basis to work on. And I want to encourage all of us to have personal development time set aside that we're really working on ourselves. Yes, you read, well, hopefully we're all reading books. And just a little plug here, we are starting our book club back up. We're going to be doing the Raving Fans book. It starts the week after next, so it's not next Wednesday that we're starting. It's the following Wednesday that we're starting, the 19th of June. All of that information is over on the Team Glacken Facebook page. And I keep redirecting you back to the Team Glacken Facebook page because we're really trying to communicate stuff through that page. So just make sure that you're on that page and that you're checking it at least somewhat consistently, especially for the global conference. I'll keep saying that over and over again for the next few weeks. But we will be doing that book club. And the books that we read help us from a personal development perspective. But there does come a point in time when we have to look at, is our thinking moving us forward or is it holding us back? Are our habits moving us forward or are they holding us back? And where do we need to tweak those things? So we all have some type of a vision. You're in Shackley for a reason. You're trying to build your Shackley business. You want to build something. And I believe most of us want to build something that's very significant. We want to change the lives of the people that we touch. We want to change our own lives. We're trying to build financial freedom. We're trying to build time freedom. We're trying to have a lifestyle. There's a lot of different reasons why we build businesses. So that's a vision that we have sort of. And, you know, you've got it out there. Maybe you've created a vision board. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're still struggling with your vision. But we have to know where we're going or else we're never going to get there. So if you don't have a vision yet, you want to spend some time thinking about that and trying to figure out, well, why am I building this business? What direction am I moving in? But there's all of the day in and day out stuff that keeps us stuck and keeps us away from our vision. Something I learned years ago in one of the trainings that I went to on thinking is that if you're not spending the majority of your day thinking about your vision, you actually won't move in that direction. So where you spend the majority of your time thinking is the direction you move in. So I want you to just step back for a second, and I want you to just ponder, what are you spending the majority of your time thinking about? There are some people on the team who've had some health challenges, and when I talk to them, that's the majority of what they're talking about is the health challenges that they're having. So what their mindset is on is the challenge that they're in the moment. So that's really current reality. That's not vision thinking. That's not moving them towards their goal. Now, do they have to think about their health? Absolutely. I'm not saying don't think about your health. I'm just pointing out here that what we spend the majority of our time thinking about is the direction we move in. So we can control what we think about. I know that sounds a little crazy, but it takes some effort. Just like you work out every day, if you go to the gym, you're training your muscles and you're training your body. We have to train our mind. We have to train our mind to stay in a positive place. So when you're struggling financially or you're struggling from a health perspective or maybe you've got some relationship challenges or you've got something else that's going on in your life that's taking a lot of emotional room up, we have to actually train our brain and train ourselves to still think about our vision and to stop thinking about the struggle or the situation that we're in that we don't want to be in. Because truly, whatever you think about the most is the direction you're going to move in. Now, I know I've said that several times. I'm hoping that that's sinking in for you. So what are you thinking about the majority of the day? Are you thinking about all of the success you're going to have when you reach Master Coordinator or whatever the rank is that you're trying to achieve? Have you really visualized what life will look like when you've got 25 or 50 directors in your organization? Are you building a business now and doing what you need to do now to have a team that's massive where you've got 50, 100 directors in your organization? Have you built that in your head? Are you operating your business as if you have a team that size, or are you operating your business as if it's a hobby? Those are questions to ask yourself because that's going to determine how far you go, where you go in this business, because what you think about the most is the direction you move in. So our attitude, our self-talk, all of those things line up with whether we're going in the right direction or the wrong direction. And I'm going to say that habits are also a big part of that. What do you do every day that sets you up for success with your Shackley business? And what are the things that you do that don't set you up for success? I can remember a time, and a lot of you know that I do hot yoga. And I can remember a time when I was doing hot yoga at 9 in the morning. Because I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to get my yoga in, and 9 o'clock seems to work well. And I didn't have to get up too early to do the 9 a.m. yoga. But 9 a.m. yoga meant that I went from yoga from 9 a.m. till 10:30. Well, I had to get ready to get there, so I had to get hydrated and get my mindset and do my Bible study and all my meditation beforehand and get to yoga. And the yoga studio is a half hour from my house. Then when I was done with yoga, you get out of there at 10:30, but you got to get changed and everything, so I'd maybe be on the road by 10:45, home by 11:15. I hadn't showered yet or anything, so by the time I showered and ate and was ready to go for the day, it was noon. That was not a habit that was setting me up for business success. Now, maybe from a health perspective, it was setting me up for health success, but it wasn't setting me up for business success. So I moved my yoga to 5:30 a.m. Now, I have people all the time say, Jennifer, you're crazy. Why do you get up at 4 in the morning, and why do you do yoga at 5:30? Well, it's a habit that I've instilled in myself so that I can have business success. I had to look at and evaluate my habits. So I want you to do that at some point this weekend. I want you to commit to yourself to look at
What are some of the habits that are setting me up for success? And what are some of the habits that are perhaps setting me up for failure in my business? Are you slotting out your business time? Do you have set business hours for your Shackley business where it's non-negotiable, where no matter what, that is your Shackley time? That would be something that would be setting you up for success. If you're finding that you're building your business in all these little nooks and crannies, which a lot of us do, a lot of us have other things on our plates, right? So we're fitting your Shackley into the nooks and crannies. Then are you being really specific with that time? Do you know what those income-producing activities are that you want to accomplish during those times so that you can set yourself up for success? So that even if you're working in the nooks and crannies, maybe you can't block an hour out or you can't block a half hour out. You grab a phone call here and you grab a phone call there. Well, a way to set yourself up for success with that type of a schedule is that you know exactly what you're going to do in all of those little nooks and crannies, that you've got a working list of names, that you know what you're inviting people to, you know who the next person is that you're calling, you know the people that you need to follow up with, so that what you do is you've got an organized plan of action and you just fit it into the nooks and crannies. So there are so many different pieces that we can look at here. We can look at our mindset. We can look at our thinking. We can look at our attitude. We can look at our habits. All of those things I consider under that umbrella of personal development. But this is really where the rubber meets the road with our business. Okay, if you're not picking up the phone and calling people, but you've got great mindset, you're still not going to build a successful business because, yes, there are some key actions. We've got to have a list of names. We've got to call people. The contacting and inviting is critical. The follow-up is critical. But if we don't have our mind in the right place, if we don't have that vision crystal clear of where we're going, and if we don't have habits set up on a daily basis to move us in that direction and to keep our action and everything moving in the right direction, we are not going to have the success. I've always heard that our success is the 6 inches between our ears, which is our brain, essentially. And our thinking is the piece that either holds us back or propels us forward. So you can read books. You can have a vision board. But we also want to make sure that we're looking at our thinking and where we're spending the majority of our time thinking, and we want to look at our habits. So just to encourage you with a couple of tidbits here, do a negative self-talk diary. I've talked about that many times, but write up a list of the negative things that you're saying to yourself, and then we need to reframe that. We need to change that negative thinking and stop it, essentially. We need to reframe it into something positive. At the meeting last night, somebody stood up and said that they used to think that affirmations and saying positive things was all foo-foo, and I'm using the word choice that she used, so that's not my word, but she said she thought it was all foo-foo and sort of crazy and sort of out there and didn't really work. And then she's gone to a bunch of seminars here lately. She's been really investing in her own personal development, and she found out that there's a lot of science behind our thinking. And the example that she gave, and I'm just going to share it here because I thought it was really profound, she actually grew up in Africa, and so she was talking about how in Africa you do a lot of walking to places, and so what you do is you walk back and forth, and so you walk on a path. And the more people who walk on that line end up digging sort of a trench, that becomes the path. Well, that's like our thinking. If you're thinking a certain way, you start to dig a trench. You have this habitual way of thinking, and it becomes this big trench that's inside of you. In order to get out of that trench, you have to step out of it. You've got to go to a different part of the road, so to speak, to start walking. And if you stay on that same path, you're going to end up digging a trench over there. So is the trench that we've built a trench that's positive and taking us in the right direction? Or is that thinking a trench that's holding us in place? Maybe keeping us stagnant, maybe just maintaining where we're at, or is that trench taking us in the wrong direction? Only you know the answers to those questions, but I thought it was a really powerful way to look at our thinking, and there really is science behind our thinking. There's science behind affirmations, so you have to know what you're thinking. You have to know those negative self-talk things that you're saying to yourself on a regular basis so that you can switch them, so you can tweak them, so that you can have that cognitive reframing. And cognitive reframing just means that you're changing your thinking. And so you change it to something more positive, something that's going to move you in the right direction. So this weekend, just take a little bit of time to look at your vision, to think through all of the people that you need to contact in your business, to make sure that they know all about the website stuff. So going back to something I said at the very beginning of this call, think about your thinking and your habits and what's moving you in the right direction and what's holding you back. And please don't hesitate to reach out to your upline leadership. We want nothing more than for you to be enormously successful in Shaklee. Shaklee has everything that we are all looking for from a product perspective and from a business perspective. You can't get a company that has more history and heritage, legacy, being partnered with somebody like Roger Barnett. We have exactly what people are looking for, and we really have everything that people could ask for from an opportunity. And so you want to make sure for yourself that you're taking full advantage of it and that you're sharing it with your organization and your team. I hope you have a fabulous Shaklee Day. For those of you that I got to see this weekend, it was fantastic to see each and every one of you. And I can't wait to see all of you at our global conference out in Vegas. Have a great Shaklee weekend, everybody. Goodbye now.